I guess it has its origins in hearing Rachmaninoff over the years and basically having this recurring experience of these low octave moments that seemed to sort of demand profundity, that, you know, that you experience this is a profound moment, whether that was going to be your experience leading into it or not. Simply by using a big low octave, it's just this big voluminous sound, and I don't know, I thought it was sort of cheap. I didn't trust it. But then in recognizing this at a particular concert where I was particularly annoyed, I usually do, which is, okay, I'm having some kind of a reactive moment. And when that happens, there's usually something interesting going on that I'm missing, right? So something going on in the midst of that. Some part of me is reacting, but what's underneath that? So I started thinking, clearly I have some kind of allergy to these low octave, big flashy moments. What if that's all there was? You know, what if instead of at these as highlighting punctuative moments, what if instead it was just a series of these excerpts as this unstopping, uninterrupted sort of deluge of profound moments. It's like, rather than having sentences, it's just exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. You know, what does that then turn into? Do all of these low octaves then present themselves as a texture? Do they start sounding like a very strangely registered melody? What does it become? You know, it's sort of taking Rachmaninoff's piano literature and putting it into a food processor, and out comes all of this sort of fragmentary low octave debris. And so in a way, it was sort of like finding something interesting in something that really turned me off. And in general, I find that strong aversive response is usually a signal that there's something interesting to be found underneath. And of course, then in the process of writing this piece, I got to know Rachmaninoff's music a lot better and found myself enjoying it and admiring it and not being annoyed anymore. So there was that too. A little humbling, but in the process, I think a very interesting and peculiar piece came out of it.